Retail is having a rough spring. Nearly 6,000 stores have closed this year. That's slightly more than all the stores that closed all of last year. And many thought retail, like 90s fashion, was having a comeback. What happened? Let's bring in Scott Horsley, now chief economics correspondent for NPR. Hi, Scott.
Hi, Robin. Good to be with you.
Well, and talk about what this now is, a retail apocalypse. You know, it's been going on for a while with online shopping, you know, killing off their brick and mortar. Remind us of the big picture.
Yeah, Americans are just doing more and more of their retail shopping online. About 16 cents of every consumer dollar is now spent online. And while that's great for the cardboard box business and UPS, it does mean less and less foot traffic at the shopping mall. And ultimately, a lot of stores are shutting their doors for good.
You know, there's some terrific reporting recently about how mills are producing more cardboard. You know, towns are coming back producing the cardboard for the Amazon boxes. But last year, there was some thinking that this was reversing, was it?
We saw a modest uptick in sales at brick-and-mortar stores last year. Consumer spending on the whole was fairly strong thanks to a good job market, rising take-home pay. And some chains, like Macy's, did report solid revenues. But overall, that was just sort of treading water against this big wave that's coming. The holiday shopping season was a disappointment. Sales were down a little bit in February. And more than those monthly ups and downs, there's just this steady migration to online, and that's the big story. Analysts from UBS expect that trend is just going to continue. They're projecting another 75,000 store closings by 2026.
Wow. And there were 12,000 retail jobs lost last month, even as the economy added nearly 200,000 jobs overall. But be more specific about some of the stores that aren't making it and maybe some that are.
You know, Payless Shoe Source is closing all of its stores around the country. Likewise, Gymboree. Of course, Sears continues to shrink. You know, Robin, I grew up wearing tough skins. I bought my first razor at Sears, but I have not found a reason to go into Sears in a long time, and a lot of shoppers are in the same boat. We should remember, Sears itself was once the great disruptor, the Amazon of its time, with its own catalog mail order business. And do keep in mind, while we have lost more than 140,000 retail jobs since the beginning of 2017, we've also gained more than 440,000 warehouse and transportation jobs. So
right.
This is a good example of, you know, creative destruction. That doesn't make it easy if you're in the retail business.
Right. It may not be the same job. I mean, you may not be the one who wants to drive the Amazon truck if you were in fashion, you know, in a store. But there's repurposing. I mean, at one point, malls were being turned over to walkers, people who walk the malls. But now you've got trampoline parks, Eataly, the gourmet Italian grocer. One analytics firm says this is purposeful. There's experiential tenants.
Right. Selling the experience more than something you take home in a shopping bag. Lots of experimentation. I'm not sure anybody's really found a winning formula. The Wall Street Journal reported today that mall vacancy rates in the first quarter hit 9.3%. That's the highest that's been since 2011. There are, though, some counterexamples of this trend, Robin. Companies that were born online, like Warby Parker, that are actually opening up brick-and-mortar stores. That's probably more for marketing, though, than a real serious channel to reach their customers. They're still going to be primarily an online retailer.
So an important shift. I mean, people who are losing jobs and maybe neighborhoods that are seeing big, hunky, hulking buildings. But just, you know, way down on the list of concerns, where are kids hanging out?
They're probably locked in their room, glued to their telephones.
All right, Scott Horsley, chief economics correspondent. Thank you.
Good to be with you, Robin.